The comic strip creator from Read Write Think is one of these ways you can find to get started creating a comic strip with your students, because there's no registration required. You can get up and running really, really quickly. To do that, you just visit the site, start creating your first strip, which you're invited to give a title, a subtitle, and an author's name to. You then choose a certain number of panels, so it could be a single panel or it could be six. It's entirely up to the author's choice. You then offered each panel in turn, and onto the panel you can choose a background from a library. You can choose a number of characters from a library, and each character's attributes can be changed, so they can be they can have a hat or be holding something or whatever. Do bear in mind though that there's not a great choice, that there's not a colour palette from which to choose. This is to simulate line drawn comic strips. The most important thing perhaps are the bubbles, the speech and thought bubbles, and they're what give the meaning and tell the story, I suppose. You can also add a caption, by the way, on each panel. And then you can add props from, again, fairly limited, but nevertheless you can choose from props from a library. Why would you want to do this? Well, I guess telling stories using comic strips is an entirely requires an entirely different thought process. You have to be quite economical with the words that you use. You have to choose the visual elements which help tell the story, because they're going to have to work quite hard at this. The visual part's really significant. So it means the students have got to think around the message that they want to convey and the elements that they can use to best convey that message. So it could be something that you might be doing where you're in a PSHE lesson and discussing something out loud, perhaps with your peers or even in front of the class, might not be an easy thing to do. But having cartoon characters do it, you might be talking about bullying, for example. Having cartoon characters do it perhaps makes it, draws out a little bit more information from your students and lets them think and show their feelings a little bit more deeply. Or maybe it could be one of a number of different activities that you provide through something similar to John Davitt's Learning Event Generator. Something as ridiculous as describing how we got into the current banking situation using a comic strip. Something for your A-level economics students, perhaps. The finished product, there's no saving, so you need to approach this in a single session and get it all done and dusted straight away, because the finished product is a printout. But that's a good thing. It means that all the planning needs to be done in advance, and all the thought and storyboarding takes place before you come to the room.